All right, Sean, we're headed into the holiday season here. The Christmas lights and festive things coming up. So we're going to talk about Kitty's laughing in the background.
It's a time of joy and cheer, Mike.
Yeah, for all. But as we head into that, we wanted to talk about this topic today, obviously, because it's going to impact, I think, people's, decision making, and they're gonna, if you're trying to stay healthy, and this time of year can have some detrimental effects, let's say, on people's, health and fitness, depending on how you approach it. So we just want to talk about, like, heading into this into the season. What are some things to be aware of? Things you should look out for. Maybe some things you can do to offset, some of the negative effects of there's a lot of food involved, Sean, with the holidays.
Yeah, always. I mean, the big one's coming up in less than a week, right? The marathon of eating that is Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Turkey Day. So we kind of have a couple of things we wanted to touch on, and give people some real, maybe tangible advice on how they can approach, the mindset leading into the holidays, things they can do to, make it still fun and enjoyable, but get out of the next 2 months of the year, not in a big deficit or hole.
Yeah.
What
Well,
do you?
I was going to say, I think, I will get into it more, but the kind of the points that we've lined up and kind of talked about, it's funny because I think most people align the holidays with like gaining weight and, creating these bad habits. And I think it's actually more based on stress related things that have more of the negative effect than say food does, right? Food's just a byproduct of something bigger. And I think it's a thing that flies under the radar for people to just be aware of too when they're going through the holidays.
And people can put a lot of pressure on themselves about some of these things that we're going to talk about today.
Yeah.
That, like you said, a repercussion of that might be some of the habits that they, eating more and stuff like that. But yeah, could be a symptom of a bigger issue.
Yeah. Mike, do you want to start with that low-hanging fruit that is like in the holidays, the excess that is food and drink?
Yeah, let's start talking about that. I think, obviously these holidays are centered around food. A lot of them are centered around food for a lot of people, where you're and gathering with, loved ones and sitting down to a meal. And often those meals include lots of excess. We're lucky in that way that we have, a lot of us have food and lots and the ability to do this, but for a lot of us, that's what it looks like. And I think what I want to start off saying is just to allow yourself to enjoy some of these foods that you really enjoy for the see. It could be Thanksgiving, Christmas, whatever holidays that we're talking about here that are coming up for you. Enjoy those foods that you do like, and allow yourself, give yourself permission to enjoy them. For me, it's the cheesecake on Thanksgiving. I'm looking forward to that. It's like a big thing that we do every year. I'm gonna eat it, and
Yeah.
I'm gonna like it.
Oh, I'm right there. Mine's stuffing. Like I can't, I it's full of carbs and fat and all of that. It's amazing. But boy, am I gonna have two helpings of stuffing on Thanksgiving because it's the only time of the year that I ever have it.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have those foods that maybe only show up at those holidays. Maybe they bring you back, a little bit to your childhood, or give you know you have fond memories of them. Yeah,
Yeah.
I say go for it, enjoy those things that are a little nostalgic maybe for you, and give yourself permission to enjoy those things, particularly on the holiday itself. Like,
Yeah. Mike, I found an interesting article, and it was kind of to calm everybody down a little bit about the like gaining weight or anything like that. It was actually from the New England Journal of Medicine. And it's just weight gain over the holidays in three countries, right? They did the United States, Germany, and Japan. Is like there are three places that they kind of used. And it was an average of 1 pound, just under a pound. So it was like 0.81 pounds over the holiday season that people gain. That's the average.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. We're not talking about, you know, crazy amounts of weight gain here or anything like that.
Yeah. And I agree with you. I think the holidays are, I think if you look at it as a whole, right? So if I'm like with the beginning being Thanksgiving, the end being New Year's Day, I think people tend to look at it as like, I'm just going to be eating like this non-stop smorgasbord of food from those days that for an entire month plus. And like you said, it's really not that. It's like you look at Thanksgiving, maybe Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas, you know, New Year's, those like 4 or 5 days that are really big. Those are the days that people are consuming a lot. Like you can reel it in the rest of the time, but like you said, enjoy your holiday. Cause it is, it's only one time a year that, you know, you're really having turkey and stuffing and mashed potatoes and stuff like that, like all at one, like one sitting. And, you know, you were saying it earlier, I think food is, it is the most communal thing in the world. It's the one thing that can bring people together. And I think that don't stress yourself out on those days. Enjoy the time, enjoy your food, your drinks, and just reel it back in the next day.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I think that's just the key with when we're talking about food and drinks, just, you know, reeling it back in, getting right back on that train, you know, after the day. And, you know, you might have a couple parties in there mixed in around the holidays and stuff. Same thing, you know, like, maybe make a little bit of a plan around those days. You know, Thanksgiving's coming up on Thursday, so maybe you're trying to eat a little bit better. You know, the days around it, or the week leading up to it, you know, make a plan to make those days a little bit better so that you can, you know, go in and enjoy the day itself and not feel any guilt, because you shouldn't.
Yeah. I would say focus on the days that you have 100% control over, right? And enjoy the other days, the holidays themselves. Yeah, I think it's a big one, right? A lot of people just associate it with this negative thing of trying to eat too much. But I think the average plate on Thanksgiving is like 3,500 calories or something like that.
You haven't seen my plate, Sean.
We're going on that Michael Phelps diet, right? But you know, it's the same that goes around a lot, is like one bad meal doesn't make a bad diet, right? Yeah. Like that's not going to derail your whole plan moving forward. You just need to keep your eyes on the prize essentially, and then just chalk it up as a day that you're going to enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, maybe we'll move into like some people, they tend to travel for the holidays, right? Maybe you have to like go somewhere to get to see family. Maybe you're staying over, you know, spending a couple of days there. That could be a little stressful for people, like we talked about before, just the travel of trying to get to family. What do you recommend for people who have to travel over the holidays?
I think it goes back into the just making a plan type of thing. Like if you know that you're traveling on Wednesday, the night before Thanksgiving, as is everybody else in the country, all on that same day, and say you're going to be gone for a whole week, it's like map out your week a little bit. Find those times that you still can do a workout. Like in previous podcasts, we've talked about how to take 20 minutes for yourself, and you don't need any equipment, right? You can do an EMOM every minute, and you just pick 4 body weight exercises for 20 minutes, and then there you go. You got 5 rounds, and it's just your time. Finding, you said, like a hotel gym, if you're at a hotel, you know, anything you need, taking your jump rope with you, whatever, you know. I think there are ways that you can do it. It's just about, yeah, mapping out what that travel time looks like. And then kind of you know, obviously enjoying your family if you're traveling to family. Don't totally seclude yourself away from them
in a room just to work out,
right? And then you're that weirdo. No, I'm just, but you know, you can always find some time to do stuff no matter where you are. And you know, we've talked about before, I think that's the beautiful thing about CrossFit is you can create something out of nothing.
Yeah,
very easily.
Yeah, you went exactly to what I was going to say too. I wrote down, you know, if you need to travel, find time and ways to move. Like when you went exactly where I was thinking, I think that's the thing to focus on there is just, you know, find ways to move, and maybe it's in different ways. And, you know, go back to the podcast, like you mentioned, that we talked about fitness while traveling, to get some ideas there on, you know, different ways to move your body. I think that's a great way to deal with traveling. Not only maybe you're sitting in a car for a while, you know, I think that's the thing to focus on when you're, you know, not at home for the holidays.
Yeah. And again, sometimes that is easier said than done. But right, if it really means a lot to you, you can always find time for it. Yeah. Now, Mike, on that same note, I think like the next point we can do, and it kind of falls into this traveling piece, is like, people's concerns with like the lack of routine all of a sudden. So you have those holiday parties, maybe you are traveling, things are in a little bit of an influx as far as like normal scheduling goes. You know, the holiday is sometimes on a Wednesday, sometimes this year it's on a Saturday and a Sunday. Like,
yeah,
how it aligns with people's normal routines, and like, how can you kind of combat that, like your that lack of routine that people are worried about?
Yeah, I think again, going back to making a plan, I think that's going to be a common thread today is, you know, planning out time to move your body, and maybe even penciling that into the day. Or like you said, if you want to spend time with a family and be around and not be that weirdo in the middle of the day, maybe you do it early. You know, maybe you get up before other people do. Maybe you, you know, you wait till a lull in the action when people like fall asleep, you know, from the trip to
all that turkey. Yeah.
And then you get it done then. You know, I think trying to schedule out some of these good habits that we're going to talk about today, like moving your body, you know, getting a good amount of sleep, you know, trying to come up with plans around some of these things so that you could have some sort of normalcy. What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I would say the same thing. It you know, if you look at it, I'm a big person. I always try and spin everything to the positive, right? The eternal optimist, as I like to call it. But like with a lack of routine, like one way to think about it is, say you are traveling, right? We talked about things like that. You're traveling to go see family. Your routine's out of whack, however it is, right? Normally around the holidays, people usually have time off, right?
True.
Around Thanksgiving, around the Hanukkahs, Kwanzaas, Christmases, like there are things that people get, and usually it's time off. So taking that time off and then using that to the best of your ability too, right? Maybe the day after Thanksgiving, you have off, and maybe you don't work out on Thanksgiving. Great. But if on Black Friday, you have off that day, right? Make it a priority to get your workout in that day. Use those things that you normally wouldn't have in your normal routine. If you work a 9 to 5, 5 days a week, right? Now I have a Thursday off and a Friday off. Great. Use that to your fullest advantage, you know, and try and find those positives in that lack of routine. And maybe it is in my routine and my daily work schedules is different and in a positive way. And now I'm going to try and make that even a double positive and double down for my own health. Right.
Yeah.
And just trying to find things like that, that can help you out.
Yeah. What if, you know, you might have a little extra time, you said, but what if a lack of time, you know, maybe you have a whole bunch of things going on, different parties to get to, different, you know, your kids still have activities going on that you need to get to, and you do have lack of time, maybe, what do you suggest that people do who are struggling to fit stuff in?
I'm a big one is like, again, allow life will happen. You know, kids get sick, cars break down, you know, whatever, like family comes in, whatever it is, lack of time. It's like prioritize the things that you know that you can do, right? So if, say, I normally work out Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, right? And now, like, Tuesday and Friday are all eaten up. And then my, like, I don't have a big absorbent amount of time here, is trying to prioritize, be like, okay, maybe I'm not going to work out 4 days this week. Maybe I'm only going to work out two, right? Next week, when I get more time again, right, in between those holidays, I just go back to normal, right? Things like that. And then trying to prioritize the time that you have, like whatever time it is, you make the most of it. You chalk it up as a win, you get through the rest. And then again, you maybe you look for 20 minutes to have by yourself, and you can always find that. But
yeah,
I think it's sometimes it's like, be realistic too. Don't stress yourself out. If you're like, no, my week is completely off, and now I lost 3 days. Like, that's okay. Just do again what you can with what you got and move forward. Trudge through.
Yeah, I would say lack of time is probably the number one excuse that I hear from people just all year round in terms of joining the gym or not joining the gym. Lack of time.
I agree. Yeah. And this goes like not around holidays, like you said, all year.
Yeah. It's probably the number one one that I hear.
I don't have time to work out.
Yeah. And this is always my response. I'm curious to hear what you would say to someone. But my response is always like, you know, how much time do you spend watching Netflix? How much time do you, you know, I always find with people that there's time. It's just a matter of how they choose to spend it. And if they're like, oh yeah, I only watch four episodes back to back of an hour long show every night, I'm like, huh. You know, so you're saying, so 4 hours, you said, watching Netflix, you can't make better use of that. Yeah. There's always something that I can find. It's usually around something like that. You know, if you really comb through your day and look and see where you're spending your time, I guarantee you can find some to devote to something positive, like exercise. Yeah. What do you usually say to people who say lack of time is their number one?
Pretty much almost verbatim what you said, right? Yeah. It's like, if we think about our classes that we offer, right? How much we fit in 1 hour.
Yeah. So
in a 24 hour period, you need 1 hour, and that's best case scenario, right? Cut it down to a half an hour. Be like, you can't find one half an hour in your day somewhere, right? You get home from work at 5 o'clock, you eat dinner at 6:30, right? You go to bed at 9. There are gaps in that schedule.
What happened in those other times?
Yeah,
that you lost staring into space,
right?
Probably more on Instagram.
I think this goes back into it too. Is like, we've all been guilty of this too. It's like, you work, maybe you have a long day, you get home, you sit down on the couch, right there, right? Is that's that moment where you need to, if you get up and say, all right, now I'm just going to get changed and then quick go work out and then sit down after that, right? The moment that anybody sits down, like I've done it too, you're like, I'm going to work out when I get home. And then you sit down and you're like, never mind. Yeah. And I think that's that time though, that people don't recognize that's where their lack of time is coming from.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah.
Another point I wanted to make on this, I guess why we can here on the lack of time issue is, let's say you legitimately don't have time to work out for summer. You couldn't find any time.
You work a 12-hour shift.
Yeah.
I don't know. 12 hours. You're done. Yeah. 7 days a week.
Yeah. Let's say you couldn't find time to move your body that day. Okay. I'm going to say lean into your other good habits on those days. You know, lean a little bit harder into eating a little more clean, a little better that day. Maybe you lean into your sleep a little bit that day. You try and go to bed a little earlier. Just because one thing, you know, slips through the cracks that day, don't let everything slip through the cracks that day. You know, yeah. I think that's going to be a bigger theme too, that we're going to touch on later here, is that, you know, don't let everything fall apart just because one thing falls apart.
Yeah. I think you hit the nail on the head on that one too, is again, control the things that you can control, right? If you have zero time to work out, but you're still cooking and eating, right? Control that. You said your sleep.
Yeah.
It's a perfect example. Don't scroll on your phone for, you know, an hour before you go to bed, and then it's midnight and you're like, oh no, I got to get up at 6 o'clock tomorrow, right? Go to bed earlier, right? Yeah. Control the things that you can to, again, balance out maybe the thing you can't.
Yeah. And going back to the food and drink thing too, from the beginning, like, you know, control on the days that you can. Maybe when you're at, you know, your aunt's house for the day, you can't control what's being served that day, but you can control the days where we are at home. And so lean into those things that you can control.
Yeah. And I will, I had like another little bullet point that I found, Mike, and it was actually from the American Psychological Association. And I think this is a good lead into the next couple points here. But it says 38% of people experience an increase in stress during the holiday season, with 69% of those citing the reason as a lack of time.
Mm, interesting.
So, yeah. But I think that first part is kind of the road that we're going to head down next.
Stress during the holidays? What? What could cause that? Yeah, I mean, you know, you got people get a little bit of a tunnel vision, I think, around the holidays. They're like going from one thing to the next, you know. Things move by fast. Like literally, like start of Thanksgiving till the end of the year, it goes by really quickly. And I know for us, there's like not a free weekend. We have something going on every single weekend, you know, maybe even more often than that, which is unusual for us. Like we're, you know, we're in it now and it's going to go by really quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you guys?
Same. I mean, it's funny because I literally asked Crystal yesterday, I was like, what do our weekends look like between now and Christmas? And she's like, well, we have this A, B, and C next weekend, and then the following weekend we have this, and then we have an open weekend, and then it's like, then it's Christmas weekend or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. And it does. You almost, you have that, I need to get through this, and it's going to go by really fast, and just put my head down and go through it. But, and then it's even in the our open windows, we're like, all right, what can we squeeze in there for stuff for ourselves?
Yeah.
That's not even including anybody else. But it's how do you get through all of that and not have that, you know, holiday tunnel vision, like you said.
Yeah. Yeah. I think finding time for yourself, like you said, could be a good, even if it's only a couple minutes in a day, do something you enjoy, whether it's read a book, you know, take a bath, like do something. I know, for me personally, like I like to do some stuff like that to de-stress, and it helps me, and it doesn't take that long. Again, finding, carving out time for things that are important to you, putting first things first, you know, and sometimes it needs to be yourself.
Yeah. And I think the, you know, with the tunnel vision idea and kind of that analogy is like, not, it's like trying to always keep your long-term goal or goals in sight, right? And like, how do you do that? Like, how do you not put those things on the back burner and then have all of the holiday stress of buying gifts and traveling and, you know, preparing extra food or visiting family? Like, how do I not let that overwhelm my long-term goals? I think that's like a big thing that you can do. And, you know, we've talked about this, and I kind of brought it up before, is like, if you're going with family and you're traveling with family, or you have family coming in and maybe staying with you or whatever, and you don't want to sacrifice the gym or whatever, try and get them involved too. Maybe not all of them, but maybe if you, you know, you talk to your cousin or your aunt or uncle or whatever, and you're like, hey, do you want to come to the gym with me? Like, we're going to do this fun workout today, blah, blah, blah. Like, I think that can be a really good thing to try as well. And you can do it at home. It doesn't need to be at the gym, but it's kind of a cool, like, way that you can get people involved and still spend time with your family on top of, like, not like totally succumbing to like the stressors of the holiday.
Yeah, I really like that one. Yeah, I think you made a good point too, keeping your long-term goals in mind here and not losing sight of that, you know, realizing that this is only 2 months out of the year, you know, 2 months out of 12 months.
Yeah.
So, you know,
and really it gets cut down to 2 weeks, right? Yeah. 2 weeks of 2 months of 12 months, right? Yeah. Of a year.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, keeping those long-term goals in mind and, you know, telling other people, like you said, maybe family members, maybe it's a friend at the gym, you know, get some, rope somebody in with you to help you stay consistent. So sometimes just like telling it to someone else or writing it down or like posting about it or something can make it more visible, and somebody knowing what your goals are can help keep you motivated and keep you kind of like on task, and somebody can hold you accountable, and it could be even a coach too. You could let us know.
Yeah, I think that can be a really big one, right? We call it a joke around like the accountability buddy.
Yeah,
like you're, who's that person that you can go to and be like, hey, make sure I do this, or make sure you completely fall off the wagon here.
Yeah. I think that can help somebody with like a lack of motivation too. So like, I always say this, I think I said it on another podcast, but don't wait for motivation. It may come to you, you know, for periods of time, maybe in the beginning of your fitness journey, you know, maybe at, you know, other times, but, don't wait for it. Do everything that we said in prior, like make plans, build good habits, which we'll talk about more in like the new year, but build those habits, and you know, motivation will come and go. You can't rely on it. So I always tell that to people because they're always like, oh, I'm not feeling really motivated right now. And I'm like, great. Like, I don't feel motivated all the time to work out, and I own a gym. You don't wait for that. You make habits, and you build those habits, and you make them a part of your life. And then you don't need to wait for that feeling. It's just an emotion.
Well, and I think another point too is talking with finding somebody to hold you accountable to, and like help maybe find that motivation and keep the motivation. You might be doing the same thing for them, right? By them helping you or you helping them, you know, achieve the same thing. Because again, the holidays in this time frame can be stressful for everybody in different ways, right? We're talking on a bunch of points here, and maybe yours is one point, and then their lack of, you know, motivation or maybe falling off the wagon is another one of these. But you can help them through their you know, dip, and they can help you through yours.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So what about someone, like, I know you're a big fan of the holidays. I can make that assumption, right?
Oh yeah.
You know, so am I, you know, I enjoy this time of year and, you know, have some fond memories and that kind of stuff. And like, you know, good, traditions that they're trying to build. You know, and I'm lucky enough to still have my family around and stuff like that. What about for people, you know, we wanted to make this point when we sat down to talk today about some people are stressed, the holiday could be a source of stress for them. You know, maybe they, you know, they don't have family, or they, you know, maybe not talking to family or stuff like that, like get a little bit of the holiday blues. What about for somebody like that? What can they do around the holidays?
Yeah, it's really easy for, you know, people with something like that. It's like those negative emotions can like really quickly gobble up a lot of the positive feelings of the holidays. And like you said, if they don't have family around and they can feel alone, it's trying to help yourself in those moments of maybe, you know, your family at the gym is that replacement for the for your family, or it's like your work family or anything like that. It's like trying to gravitate towards that feeling, right? The feeling of being alone can be crippling, right? And it can be a really kind of a scary place. So it's like trying your best, right, to get there and get with those people that still give you those positive feelings. And again, it's finding and trying to recognize what those quote unquote families are, right? Yeah. Because maybe it's just your friends, right? Maybe it's friends, or maybe, you know, like I said, maybe it's at a place that you see a lot, the gym, work, whatever. But yeah, it can be a lot. And then I think there are other things, you know, trying to get the vitamin D part of it is like mm-hmm. a big thing. So like getting out in the sunshine, not sitting in a dark room, trying to get stuff like that, waking up early so you can enjoy some of your time by yourself and, you know, get some of those, maybe those stressors out of the way. Maybe it is working out earlier during this time instead of later, you know?
Yeah.
And then again, falling back to what you said, it's like getting more sleep, eating better, like controlling the things that you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you say?
Yeah, I like that a lot. Like leaning on, even though it might be harder for you, you know, if you aren't feeling at your best, to be around people, you know, finding the people that lift you up and support you, and just trying to be with those people. Again, it might be tough to do that, but you know, maybe it is going to the gym to be around people. Maybe it is going to see your friends and find that support at this time and just lean on those people a little bit. And then I like what you said too, getting some sunlight. I know for me, this time of year is tough for me. It's like, I get a little bit of seasonal affect disorder. You know, I get, it's a little harder for me this time of year, usually as the sun is, you know, we have short days. Mm-hmm. It's dark when you wake up, dark at like 4:30 in the afternoon. Yeah. A little tougher. And I know a lot of people this time of year feel that way. So trying to, you know, get sun in the morning as soon as you can, trying to take advantage of that.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing, this is like a much bigger thing as well, is like, if you know, like you said, it's like that seasonal affect disorder of like, this time is really tough for you. Maybe for you, it is trying to stay busy, right? Trying to plan things ahead of time, right? So you don't have those weekends of nothingness, or, you know, days where you're just sitting around, right? Like, maybe it is helpful to try and stay busy going out and doing stuff. And like you said, going with friends and family or like whatever it is, and trying to keep that inner circle of people is what's kind of holding you up here through this time. Because it's a very difficult time to get through outside of the holidays. It's just you said, it sucks going to work in the dark and leaving work in the dark. You know, like, I didn't see a lick of sunshine that day. I think really being conscious of what are your triggers, or what are those things that will not help you mentally in this instances of like this season, and like trying to avoid those as best you can.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, maybe we can like start looking back at some of the things we said, wrapping up some of the points, and talk about like what people's overall mindset should look like as we head into the holidays here. You know, things that stood out to me that we talked about today, you know, leaning into good habits on the days that you have control over, you know, and just realizing that it's going to go by really fast, and it's only a blip in the radar in terms of the entire year. So if you've built a bunch of good habits throughout this year, don't completely forget about them and just go off the rails. You know, lean into some of those good habits on the days that you can. And you know, we talked about this before, but you know, I see this a lot with people, this all or nothing mindset. So like, either I'm perfect or I give up. And I see a lot of people at the gym and people I work with that have a bit of this mindset, particularly around this time of year, where if they can't be perfect and stick to what their exact game plan is, then they just kind of go off the rails. How can people kind of start to rethink about that mindset?
It's a hard one because we've all done that too. And something is as specific as like the diet and, you know, drinking part of it. It's like, I had that piece of cheesecake, Mike, and now, you know what? Yeah. Tomorrow I'm having two, right?
Right.
And I think like the big thing to recognize is like, you know, you may not be able to exercise as frequently as normal in this time. And this goes for food and drink and traveling and everything too. But it's like not exercising at all may lead to those negative thoughts or emotions, which make coping with holiday stress even more difficult, right? Like it's this compounding thing of like, if you do have this all or nothing mindset, it can make things more stressful on yourself. And, you know, if you don't work out 3 days a week, but you get one in 1 week and then that like totally derails everything. Like, yeah. That's not a good way to do this.
Yeah. Point I do want to make on that too, real quick, yeah. is making sure you're exercising for the right reason this time too. Like, yeah, get into the gym, try and move, but don't, this is a common, I hear people say that they're trying to burn off what they were eating. Like, don't come to the gym just to burn it off. Don't come to the gym like, and don't use exercise as some form of punishment because of what you did. So I wanted to make sure I made that point today. Like, you know, don't use that exercise as a form of like punishment for what you ate. Just move because it makes you feel better and it's because it's good for you. And, you know, make sure you're keeping it as a positive force in your life and not just as a punishment for eating food.
Yeah. Well, and on the food too, like to your point is, you know, I tell a lot of people that I work with this is like, you should never, ever associate a guilty or negative feeling towards food, right? Because as soon as you do that in any fraction of the or percentage of that usage of it, of like that cheesecake, I had half a cheesecake and again, it threw it all off, and you have that feeling of guilt, right? Or like you were just saying, like trying to burn off, you know, those calories that you consume the next day, you fall back into these negative cycles of, you know, you're beating yourself up and creating stress. And I think it does go back to this all or nothing mindset of like, you need flexibility, right? I'm a big proponent of like the 80-20 rule, right? Especially around the holidays, is like 80% of the time you're great, but you allow that 20% to let loose a little bit and be flexible, right? Yeah, and that goes for all of the points that we've talked about here, right? You need some flexibility during this time just because it's not as conducive for people's schedules or eating habits or, you know, whatever, because it's a very, you know, like chaos filled 2 months or whatever. I think the big thing is like, for people to recognize, it's more difficult physically and mentally to get back into a routine when you've deviated from the routine completely. Right. Like it's so much harder. Like you said, if I starting on Thursday, which is Thanksgiving here, right? I'm like, I'm turning it all off and I'm just going nuts for the next month and a half.
Right. I'll start up again January 1st.
January 1st. And then January 1st comes and goes, and you're like, boy, you're looking at this like this Mount Everest size task of like trying to get all of those ducks back in a row. Like that can be so physically and mentally demanding and difficult for you that I think that's the big one, is like with some flexibility, that mountain that you see at the January 1st or whatever day it is, you know, isn't as big. It's just a little hill now. And then we're back to normal. And I think circling back around, like you said, you enjoy Thanksgiving or whatever day it is. And the next day you're back on it. And then say Christmas comes around, you're off of it that day or whatever. The next day you're back on it, right? Yeah. Like you do what you can, and you try and course correct immediately instead of just veer way off and end up somewhere else.
Yeah, make time for the things that you want to put first, you know, whether that's getting a little bit of movement in that day, time for yourself, we talked about, you know, de-stressing if that's what you need. Yeah, I like that. Not just completely falling off the rails. And it's, you know, keep these good habits that you've developed throughout the year, so you don't need to start again fresh. I really like that. I think people need to get through these holidays and keep as many of those good habits going as they can, and they're going to be better for it.
Yeah. Well, and like we said too, with the like the holiday blues part of this, you know, talk to one of us, like talk to, again, somebody else at the gym, maybe in your family or whatever, to help you not have an epic collapse throughout all of this, right? To keep you accountable in certain things. I think it goes without saying, or how important having that person to be able to have accountability with it, how big that is or how important that is. Even for you and me, Katie, Crystal, whoever, right?
I need it.
Yeah. Like it's easy to stop working out or and to eat crappy food, right? It's easy to do all of that.
Yes. The things that tend to be the best for us tend not to be the easiest decisions.
And when you have accountability from somebody else, it's harder to go down that easy route, because now you're trying not to let somebody else down too, or whatever it is, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully some of these things help people here, you know, maybe come up with a better plan for the next couple weeks. And, you know, maybe you caught yourself, you're like, I'm that all or nothing mindset person. And you came to some kind of, you know, bring some awareness to it, so that, you know, that's the first step in changing trying to rewire your mindset leading into the holidays, and how you're going to think about things and how you're going to approach it. And hopefully we gave you some tangible, you know, things to apply to, so that you can enjoy, you know, these days as, you know, as much as probably, maybe even more than possible, because now you're not feeling any guilt around it. Go enjoy it. Have fun. Enjoy the time with, you know, family, if you get to grateful, you know, enough to do that. And then when you get through the holidays, you know, you're going to be that much further ahead than you were this time last year when you went off the rails.
Yeah. Agreed. I think that's a pretty good place to wrap it up, Mike. Oh, and one other point. Yeah. Like I said, don't wait, right? Be proactive in this approach too. Planning, like you said, taking a look at, like, you know, by now, hopefully, if you're traveling or not for certain holidays, what days, times, you know, maybe like a rough schedule of what those holidays might look like. Be proactive. Don't be reactive in the time and be like, oh no, you know, is this my free time? Like, should I do something right now? Like, try and be as proactive as you can in all
what
of
should
this.
I do with my hair in the morning? I don't know.
Yeah. So I would say, like, as a kind of a cap for me, is like, try and be proactive in this whole thing. take a look at everything, what stresses you out, you know, how do I avoid those things? How do I, you know, change certain habits as far as eating goes or travel, or whatever it may be. Take a look ahead and try your best. And if you need help, talk to one of us, because we can help you out a little bit more specifically as well.
Perfect. All right. Let's leave it at that. All right, everybody. Hope this helps. Let us know what you want to hear in future episodes, and enjoy the holidays.
Yeah. Happy holidays, everybody.